伴随着我。
We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Amen. You know, the main subject of the Bible is a God-wanted building.
好，我们知道圣经的主题就是神需要一个居所。
Actually, the entire Bible from the beginning to the end speaking about the building of God.
整本圣经从头到尾都在讲到神的建造。
And heaven and earth is just a background, a stage.
啊，是无论是天上还是地上，不过是一个背景。
And the center, after God created heavens and the earth, and then He created a man on earth.
啊，我们知道神创造了诸天与地之后，他在地上创造了人。
And that man, of course, represents God Himself.
我们知道人是在地上代表神。
But it's not good for man to dwell alone.
但是你知道神说人独居不好。
So the Lord did something wonderful.
所以我们的主就做了一个奇妙的工作。
He took something out from Adam.
所以他从亚当里面取出一点东西来。
And built Eve.
建造成了夏娃。
As his counterpart.
作为他的配偶。
To meet together.
让他们来到一起。
And the two became one.
二人成为一体。
This is going out throughout the Bible.
这是整本圣经从头到尾都在讲这一个。
And then, of course, in the Old Testament, God's revelation always progressive.
我们知道在旧约里面，神的启示是循序渐进的。
And that was the beginning in Genesis.
这是从创世纪开始的。
And then later on in chapter 26 or so, and then Jacob came onto the scene.
然后到了创世纪26章左右，雅各就出现了。
And somehow in his dream, he realized this place is awesome.
在28章他做了一个梦。他在那地方梦到，这地方是何等可畏的一个地方。
And this must be the gate of the heaven, and he called that place the Bethel, the house of God.
他说这里是天的门，神的家。他把那地方给他叫伯特利。
And he said something also very, very extraordinary.
他在那地方说了一些非常出神入化的话。
And then he says, you know, after many bargaining with the Lord, concerned about his coming back to his house.
他在那地方也跟神讨价还价，在那地方跟神跟神要条件，然后如何保护他回到他的父家。
This might be a side note. It's interesting to me. And he says, if you bring me back to my father's house.
他说你这样如果把我平平安安回到我的父家。
I was always wondering why he wanted to come home for.
我都一直这个不明白他为什么到那个时候还想回到父家。
He must be thinking about his inheritance from Isaac.
他一定是一直想到了他要从以撒手中领受遗产的问题。
Because the Bible says Isaac was a rich man.
那圣经讲到说以撒成了那地方的富户，极其富有。
And it says exceedingly rich.
极其的富有。
So Jacob probably haven't forgot about that.
我相信雅各没有忘掉他父亲那地方家业丰厚。
But anyway, that's just a side note. He always thinking about his own benefit.
所以那地方不过就是一个旁枝末节，但是他心里边一直在为他自己打算。
But on the other hand,
另外再说呢
，in a mysterious way,
也是很稀奇的一面。
He took that stone was his pillow. He, you know, set it up.As a pillar.
结果他醒了以后，把他所枕的那块石头，晚上睡觉的石头，把它立起来。
Put oil on it.
把油浇在其上。
And make a vow.
他在那地方起誓。
Or if you did this and that and so forth.
他说：“神呐，你如果做这做那。”
And then you will be my God.
他说：“我就接受你做我的神。”
And he said, "This stone shall be your house."
而这石立起来的石头就做你的家。
I don't know where he got idea.
我不知道他从哪里得到这样的思想。
How is that one pillar going to be the house of God?
我也不知道这个主意为什么想到这个石头会成为神的家。
But somehow that's the beginning of it in the concrete way the house of God was mentioned.
但无论如何，这地方是非常实实在在的，在圣经里第一次提到神的家。
And then, of course, we know that eventually they got 12 tribes, and then they went to Egypt for 400 some years.
我们知道到后来从雅各延伸出12个支派，然后他们到了埃及400多年。
But the Lord never forget that.
但是神从来没有忘掉这个他们之间的这个应许。
So, with his strong hand.
借着他大能的手。
With the eagle's two wings.
借着大鹰翅膀一样。
With the grace and the love.
借着恩典和爱。
He brought them out of Egypt.
他们把犹太人把以色列从埃及带出来。
The purpose is not just to release them from the tyranny of the oppression of Egyptian Pharaoh.
我们知道他这个把他们带出来，不光是从法老的这个奴役和霸占下带出来。
But he wanted to make all these people his priest.
他盼望整个以色列都变成他的祭司。
To serve him.
来侍奉神
and the serving him is to hold the feast with them.
啊，这侍奉神在那地方就是与他一同的坐席，向他守节。
And that means the enjoyment, the mutual enjoyment of God with man.
这地方就提到神和人彼此的互享。
And the way he did this is give them the pattern on the mountain.
就是借此呢，也给他们看到山上的样式。
That is to build the tabernacle.
就是要建造帐幕。
The center is the ark.
这个帐幕的中心就是约柜。
And where God dwells.
约柜就是神所居住的地方。
So all this is to indicate God's desire to be with man.
我们看到这地方神的心愿一直是要与人同在。
You consider this picture.
你如果来看这幅图画的话。
Here's a tabernacle.
这地方看到一个约柜。
The center is the ark in the
holy place. 啊，对不起，帐幕。这个约柜是他的中心。
And surrounding the four sides are the children of Israel.
啊，在这个帐幕的四围安营的是以色列十二个支派。
Isn't that God is dwelling with man?
这是一个很清楚的图画，神住在人中间。
And they move with man together throughout the 40 years in the wilderness.
在四十年在旷野游荡的日子里面，神一直在他的子民中间。
And of course, that's just a temporary place.
但我们知道，这不过是一个。暂居的地方。
The goal is to lead them into the good land.
目标，但是要把以色列人带到应许之地，就是美地。
And there they build the temple.
在那里，他们要建一个圣殿。
And the temple is much more solid than the tabernacle.
当然，圣殿是比那个帐幕要坚固扎实的多。
And it's enlarged also.
也是比帐幕要扩大许多。
It's interesting the ark never changed.
但是我们知道约柜。从来没有变过。
That is in center in the ark in the tabernacle is the same ark that's in the temple.
在帐幕里的那个约柜，作为帐幕的中心的约柜，在圣殿里面还是同一个约柜，也是做圣殿的中心。
But every others, the measure, the size, everything changed.
但是其他圣殿、其他地方、其他的所有的东西，尺寸大小都变了。
Even outside, the same material got improved and changed also.
甚至于圣殿里所用的材料。也比这个原来的帐幕也 有更好的材料和增加。
Means as a typology, this God's dwelling place is growing enlarged in terms of expression and our experience.
我们知道这从这个预表来说，从这个表号上来说，这个圣殿预表神居所的扩大啊，在彰显上，在居住条件上都一个往前。
Essentially, God never changed. That is ark.Never changed.
我们知道，在这个神自己从来没有变过，正是如这个约柜所预表的。
But our experience of the Triune God and expression of the Triune God changed, enlarged, enriched, solidified, and permanent.
但是我们对三一神的经历，对三一神的彰显，却是一直在往前，在扩大。随着我们的往前，我们的彰显，我们的享受也在往前。
And you'll know that in Exodus 35, Brother Andrew shared in here because to build this need the material.
在出埃及记三十五章前面，余弟兄交通过，我们知道建造这个帐幕需要许多的材料。
Where the material coming from?
但是所有的这些材料从哪而来呢
？From God's people free will offering.
是从神的子民的甘心祭而来。
That is all of God's people.
就是说，所有神的儿女
saw the need of God's testimony，
看见神见证的需要
，and then voluntarily，
他们很自愿的
，happily，
也喜乐的
，abundantly，
而且是超过所求所想的
，just pour everything as a free will offering，
把他们所有的都倾倒出来做甘心祭
，so much so it's overabundant，
啊，甚至于到一个程度，摩西他们不得不说不要再来了，已经足够了
，and Moses said enough。You know, no more.
摩西说够了，够了，不要再送来了。
And that's how the tabernacle was built.
这是这个帐幕是如何建造起来的。
And then in the temple also.
我们知道在约柜的在这个圣殿也是一样。
And then David says, "I will build a house."
大卫说，神啊，我要为你建造一个居所。
Of course, the Lord told him, "No, you are not the one."
神告诉他说，你 建造居所的不是你。
And I will build your house.
他说，但是我要为你建造一个家室。
And the point is that David prepared the material for the building of the temple.
但是大卫却为建造圣殿预备了所有的材料。
And this time is very interesting.
这一次非常有意思。
He collected some of this material.Not in children of Israel now. Only,
啊，这次呢
？Not only in that.
这次他所建圣殿所预备的材料，不光是从以色列子民来的。
He went to some Gentile nations.
他也到一些旁边的国家去。
Send me cedar.
告诉他们把香柏木给我。
Send me your workmen.
啊，把你的工匠给我。
And many other people came.
许许多多的人来。
And then, so together.Take 7.5 years, they built the temple.
到后来，经过七年半的建造，把圣殿建起来。
All these are very significant.
所有这一切都非常的重要。
As a typology,
作为从这个从表号的角度来看。
And let's fast forward to the New Testament.
我们一下子进到新约来看。
Of course, in the Old Testament, there's also about the recovery and the restoration of the temple and so forth.
我们知道，在旧约里面当然有对圣殿的继续的恢复。重新的建造这些过程。
So when the Lord came,
当主亲自来到地上的时候
，John says the God became flesh.
那我们看到，当这个约翰福音第一章讲到说，神成为肉体
，tabernacled among us.
啊，至达帐幕在我们中间
，full of grace and reality.
丰丰满满的有恩典有实际。
So the reality of the tabernacle is actually.Jesus himself.
所以帐幕的真正实际是主耶稣自己。
This man, Jesus of the Nazareth.
我们知道这一个人就是拿撒勒的耶稣。
This man,
这一个人
is the tabernacle of God.
就是神的帐幕。
Because in this man, Jesus,
在这一个人耶稣里面
，God dwelt there.
我们的神住在他里面。
And so that's the, you may say, the fulfillment, the reality of the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
所以你都可以说，那是在旧约那个帐幕的真正的实现是在耶稣身上。
And then we all know the story. He moved and he ministered and so forth. And then when one day he came to the temple.
我们知道他在那地方，在以色列地，在那地方游走，在那地方施教，在那地方禁止。最后来到了圣殿。
And he again said something mysterious.
他在那地方也讲了一些很奥秘的话。
He said, "Destroy this temple."
他说：“你们拆毁这殿。
”I will build it up in 3 days. I will raise it up in 3 days.
三日内我要把它建起来。
Wow, he's going to build for 3 days.
你要想想这个，他把那块大殿能三天建起来吗
？But that's already recovered. We constructed the temple at that time.
在那个时候，这个殿已经是从原来的废墟上，在原来的殿上已经重新在扩建的。
Anyway, so they told him, "You know, this take 40 some years. You're going to build up in 3 days."
所以他们说这个殿是花了46年建起来的，你就三天你能把它建起来？
But of course, the Bible says that this refers to his body.
但是圣经却说，他是指着他的身体做殿说的。
So when he resurrected, of course, we know the fulfillment that in 3 days in resurrection, he changed that temporary tabernacle into the temple of God.
我们知道他的三天是指他的从死人中复活，借着他的复活，他把那个暂时的帐幕变成了神永远的圣殿。
At least in reality, I mean, in the typology, that is in the resurrection. And then the Bible says we were all resurrected together with him.
我们知道在表号上来说，当他复活的时候，我们都与他一同复活。
So if you forget about the time element in our natural mentality,
如果从我们天然头脑里那个时间的观念去掉
in the Lord's death and the resurrection,
我们主的死与复活
is the fulfillment of the building up of the temple of God.
就是神建造他这个永久居所圣殿的一个应验。
And that's the enlargement of that person, Jesus of the Nazareth.
这是拿撒勒人耶稣的一个扩大。
And with the many, many material, which not only including the children of Israel, but also many, many Gentiles.
建造这个圣殿的材料不仅包括以色列子民。也包括许多外邦的人。
And this is the same as the fulfillment of the typology in the Old Testament.
这也是把旧约里面许多的许多的表应许多的事实的借着这些表号应验出来。
Many of this material in the temple came from other places.
我们知道建圣殿的许多材料，大卫从许多外邦的国家要来的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We were all Gentiles.
我们都是外邦人。
But we got collected by David.
但是我们却是被大卫收集回来的材料。
The true David, Jesus Christ.
我们的真大卫就是主耶稣基督。
In his triumphal procession.
在他得胜的行列里面。
We all become his captives.
我们都成为他行列中的俘虏。
We got be brought from all the nations.
我们从各邦国都被招聚来。
All tribes, all tongues.
所有的邦，所有的。所有的民族所有的语言里面
all brought, be, all brought back to be the material for the building up of the God's temple
我们都成为建造的材料来建造神的圣殿
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
This is what God's doing
这是神今天所做的
Of course, you know, there's a process there
当然这中间有个过程
For to fulfill its reality
要让它成为实际
And then in the finally in the Bible, to finish the product, of course, the universal God's house and the dwelling, mutual dwelling of God man is the New Jerusalem.
我们知道在圣经里面一个终极的完成，这就是神人互相互为居所的新耶路撒冷。
And all this process,
所有这些过程
since the Lord Jesus came,
当从主耶稣成为肉体来的时候
is changed from the material things in the Old Testament,
从旧约里面属物质的这个光景
in the New Testament is all a matter of the Spirit,
在新约里面都是属灵的
and it's in the divine mystical realm,
在都是在神圣奥秘的范围里面
because God himself is divine and mysterious,
因为我们的神是神圣又奥秘的
The triune God is divine and yet mysterious.
我们的三一神是神圣的，但是又是奥秘的。
God is in the Son.
神在子里面。
God is embodied in the Son.
我们的神具体化身在子里面。
And the Son became the Spirit.
我们的主耶稣子又成为那灵。
Very simply, you know, Philip asked the Lord Jesus, "Show us the Father, we'll be satisfied."
有的门徒就问主耶稣说，把父显给我们看，我们就满意了，我们就知足了。
The Lord says, "I've been with you for so long."
他说，我与你们同在这么久。
You haven't seen the Father?
你还没有认识父吗
？You see me, you see the Father.
你看见了我，就是看见了父。
This is a very difficult for mentality.
这个对于天人的头脑来说是相当困难的。
Yet in our spirit.
但是在我们的灵里。
Somehow, intuitively, we can comprehend it.
我们知道，我们从直觉的角度，我们可以明白这些事情。
I think in this hymn 116, it says, you know, all this, your divine, mysterious, it's very difficult for us to phrase.
在这个诗，刚才唱的诗歌里面，英文是116首，他说你是神圣奥秘，过于人所能言。
It's very difficult to say in human words.
用人的语言是相当为难的，无法解释清楚的。
But somehow in our spirit,
但是在我们的灵里
we enjoy it to the utmost.
我们却是有无比的享受。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
God is in the Son.
神在子里面。
The Son is the Spirit now.
子今天是那灵。
And all today is in us.
今天都在我们的里面。
To be our enjoyment and reality.
今天成为我们的享受和实际。
To be our life and our everything.
成为我们的生命和一切。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God today wants us to bring us into this same divine mysterious realm.
神今天要把我们一同带进这个神圣且奥秘的范围里面。
And that realm is just God Himself.
这个范围就是神自己。
He put us in Christ.
他把我们放在基督里面。
He is in the Spirit.
把我们放到那灵里。
So in John later on the 14, 15 and so forth.
在约翰福音14章、15章等。
In that day you will know.
他说。到那日你们就明白
I'm in my Father
我在父里面
The Father is in me
父在我里面
And I in you
我在你里面
You in me
你们在我里面
Wow, it's somewhat complicated
听起来很复杂
But it's really so good
但是又是何等的美好
We just need to pray with these things
我们就需要这是好好的导读
And we enter in the divine mystical realm
我们进到神圣奥秘的范围里面
And then we can abide in him
我们这样能够住在他里面
And he abides in us
他住在我们里面
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
And then we are just become one.
这样我们就与他完全成为一。
How can man and God become one?
你要想一想，神和人怎么可能成为一？
This is really divine and mysterious.
所以这是非常这个神圣且奥秘的。
But that's the reality.
但这又是真真实实的。
Because of what's seen is temporary.
我们眼睛所能见的是暂时的。
What's not seen is eternal.
所不见的才是永远的。
And that's what we are living in here for.
这就是我们在今天活在地上的目的。
We want something eternal.
我们要永远的东西。
We don't care for the temporary things.
我们不在意这些短暂的。
So today,
今天
our Christian life,
我们的基督徒生活
brothers and sisters, we have to realize,
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要意识到
we are in a different realm.
我们已经在不同的范畴里面。
To me, this realization is very crucial.
你要知道，这个能够明白这个我们所处的。范围不一样是非常重要的。
Because we live in the daily life, it's still in the physical and the human realm.
你知道我们今天每日的生活还是在属人属地的范围里面。
We still have to face a lot of problems in our daily life.
我们每天日常生活还要面对很多的难处和问题。
In the meetings, we may be in the third heavens.
也许我们在聚会的时候在三层天上。
After you finish meeting, you still have to face whatever the things you left behind.
聚会结束，我们还是要面对我们的日常生活。
But this doesn't mean that our Christian life has two different things.
但这并不是说我们的基督徒生活就是多面人的生活。
After you get off the meeting, go back to your home or whatever you are doing.
并不是说我们聚会完以后回到你的家里就继续你原来聚会以前所做的事情。
Saints, let's remember.
弟兄姊妹，我们要受提醒。
And realize.
我们需要意识到
No matter what problem, what situation we are in,
不管我们有什么样的问题，什么样的情形，
We have been transferred into a kingdom.
我们已经被迁移到另一个国度，
A realm.
另外一个范围，
That is a divine mystical realm.
这是神圣且奥秘的范围，
That is Christ himself.
这就是基督自己。
And in the mingled spirit,
在我们调和的灵里面
in the midst of all the things,
在所有的情形里面
never get out of this realm.
不要从这个范围里面出来。
Even we face all the serious matters and so forth,
也许我们面对很多很艰难的环境
remain in this realm.
但是劝弟兄姊妹们停留在这个范围里面。
This is the secret of a Christian living.
这是基督徒生活的秘诀。
Always connected with Him.
一直连于我们的主。
Always remain in the mingled spirit.
一直留在调和的灵里。
Realizing.
意识到。
Although we still live in the human life.
意识到我们虽然还活在人的生活范围里面。
There's always the divine life within us.
但是我们里面一直有这个神圣的生命。
So we also, in such kind of living, we also become mysterious.
你要知道在这种生活里面我们自己也变得很奥秘。
Brother Lee has a message on, on this passage, on this, say, we have a treasure in this earthen vessel. Yeah.
倪弟兄有一篇信息叫宝贝在瓦器里面。
And he says our Christian life is very paradoxical.
他说我们基督徒的生活是相当这个矛盾的。
On the one hand, we are the earthen vessel.
一面来说我们是一个瓦器。
And outwardly, doesn't have much beauty.
在外面来说好像我们什么都没有什么不一样的。
Maybe fragile.
也很脆弱。
And nothing to look for.
好像一点点前途盼望都没有。
We always can feel all kinds of things.
我们也有遇到很多的难处。
All the pressure other people got, we got also.
别人所有的难处和压力，我们也有。
Yet somehow we live differently.
但是我们却可以活一个不同的生活。
What's the factor?
那个主要因素是什么呢？
The factor is that there's a treasure in there.
那个因素是因为我们里面有一个宝贝。
And then that treasure supply us.
那个宝贝供应我们。
And in all the our situations,
在外面任何的环境里面
it seems there's no way out.
看起来是没有出路。
Yet there's a way out.
但是总是有出路。
Beat down.
我们打倒了。
Yes, well, you can rise up again.
却能够再起来，不至于致死。
Seems no hope.
看起来一无盼望。
Well, yet there's a hope.
却是满了盼望。
This is our mysterious human life, divine mystical life.
这是我们作为一个为人来说一个神圣奥秘的一种生活。
And it is in this way.
也是在这样的光景里面。
We live Christ out.
我们能够让基督活出来。
And it is in this way.
也是在这样这这个这个生活里面。
And we experience him.
我们能够经历基督。
That exceeding power.
他那超越的能力。
Is not us.
这不是因为我们。
But Christ.
却是基督。
So in this kind of realization.
在我们这样的明这样的这样的明白里面。
Not only Christ, the triune God is a divine mystical realm.
不仅我们的主基督就是我们的神。三一神是在神圣奥秘的范围里面。
Today we have to be a person in the divine mystical realm.
我们今天作为人，我们也需要在这个神圣奥秘的范围里面。
When people look at you,
当人看你的时候
，they will consider you a mysterious person.
他们会意识到你是相当奥秘的一个人。
Because many things you do,
因为你做的很多事情
，and your living,
你的生活
，to them it's a puzzle.
对他们来说，好像是一个一个 puzzle， 好像是一个谜一样。
They just don't understand it.
他就不明白你为什么这么生活。
Why you give up all these things to do that?
你为什么放弃所有这些别人都追求的东西，去来做过这种生活
？Our sister gave a testimony yesterday.
我们的姊妹昨天做见证。
It brought the whole family, the two children, went to Ukraine.
他们一家人带着两个小小孩到乌克兰开展。
Why should I go to Ukraine?
你为什么要到乌克兰去？
I can stay in Taiwan much better.
你可以在台湾过更好的生活。
My children get a much better education.
甚至孩子们接受更好的教育。
I can have a delicious Chinese food.
还可以吃到你所渴慕的食物。
I don't have to dream about tempura.
我也不需要做梦梦到他所喜欢吃的那个。
In the dream, I bite my head. I thought it's a chicken thigh.
他做梦想吃鸡腿，结果咬住自己的手了。
These are mysterious people.
很奥秘的人呢。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because we got transferred into another realm.
因为我们已经被迁移到另外一个范围里面。
In the realm of the triune God.
在进到了三一神的范围里面。
So we become mysterious person also.
我们也变成奥秘的人了。
And this being mystical is not in the the spooky type of things.
我们想成为奥秘的人，不是想进到那种让人这个恐怖、想入非非的那光景。
You know, not that kind of a mysterious.
不是那种的奥秘。
The weird type.
那种很害怕、很恐怖的那种情形。
You know, this is actually the proper human life.
这才是真正正常的为人生活。
That is really the reproduction of the living of Jesus while he was on the earth.
这就是耶稣在地上。他的生活重新复制在我们身上。
People look at him. Well, this is just a Nazarite.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，人看他不过是一个拿撒勒人。
A son of a carpenter.
是一个木匠的儿子。
His brother and sister among us.
他的弟弟们，他的妹妹们，不都在我们中间吗
？Well, what good can come out of Nazarite?
拿撒勒能出什么好东西吗
？Yet when he speak.
但是当他说话的时候
，And then they feel there's something else.
他们知道他不一样。
Only God can speak such words.
因为只有神能说出那种话。
With such authority.
只有神有那样的权柄。
He went about to heal the sick.
他医治病人。
And to help others.
他帮助其他的人。
Propagating the gospel of the kingdom.
能够传扬国度的福音。
And attract many people to follow him.
吸引许多的人来跟随他。
To people, they couldn't understand.
对于人来说很难明白他。
On the one hand, it's just an earthen vessel.
一面来说，它不过就是一个瓦器一样。
On the other hand, there's an exceeding power manifested from this earthen vessel.
但是另外一面，从这个瓦器里面却彰显出神无限的能力。
And today, our Christian living is the reproduction or continuation that same living.
今天我们基督的生活就是那个耶稣在地上做过生活的一个延续和。
And this is the living of a God-man.
这就是一个神人的生活。
God living in man.
神在人里面的活出。
And a man express God.
人能够将神彰显出来。
Not living his own life.
这个就是个人不是过他自己的生活，不是活他自己的生命。
But the life of God himself.
却是活神自己的生命。
And this is our living.
这是我们的生活。
In this universe, in the Bible, they talk about many mysteries.
在这个圣经里面讲到这个宇宙，讲到很多的奥秘。
And we all know that the mystery of God is Christ.
我们知道神的奥秘就是基督。
The mystery of Christ is the church.
基督的奥秘就是召会。
And then there's a great mystery.
但还有另外一个极大的奥秘。
That is Christ and the church.
就是基督与召会。
That's the greatest mystery.
这是极大的奥秘。
And why that's called the great mystery?
为什么这个叫极大的奥秘呢？
Well, that's the fulfillment of Genesis.
这是因为这是基督与召会是创世纪的应验。
That is Christ, the God and the man became one.
这看到基督在基督身上，神与人成为一。
And that's the great mystery.
这是这个极大的奥秘。
Since if Christ lives in you,
弟兄姊妹们，如果基督活在你里面
，you live out Christ.
你把基督活出来。
And then you are a mysterious person.
你就是一个奥秘的人。
And actually, that's called a great mystery.
这而且在你身上有一个极大的奥秘。
Of course, this is not just talking about the individuals.
当然，我不是在讲个人的一面。
There are such an aspect.
当然有个人这一面。
And without the individual aspect, there's no corporate aspect.
没有个人这一面，也没有团体的一面。
So we need to endeavor to remain in our spirit.
我们需要坚定持续竭力的。活在我们的灵里。
Always set our mind in the spirit.
一直操练，把我们的心思置于灵。
Abide in Him.
能够住在主里面。
Remaining in Him.
留在他里面。
Yeah, whenever we got distracted.
什么时候我们被这个被打岔了
？We have to exercise.
我们需要操练。
To set our mind on the spirit.
让我们的心思置于灵。
Calling on His name.
呼求我们的主耶稣的名。
And pray some verses.
能够导读一些经
节。I can testify many times.
我可以向你们做见证，许许多多次。
Sometimes I feel something down.
有时候我感觉到我相当低落。
Or feel something is not right.
也觉得有些事情不对。
I should turn myself.
我需要转。
What I usually do.
我平常操练的就是。
Is that just pray read some verse.
就是导读一些经节。
Even when I'm driving, I'm not saying you.Open the Bible to pray read it.
甚至当我开车的时候，我不是说我开车的时候打开圣经读。
We always remember some verses, right?
我们都记得一些经节。
Or just begin to declare.
就把那处经节这个宣告出来。
Oh Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
Your word say.
你的话说。
Always rejoice.
常常喜乐。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you want me to be rejoicing.
主啊，你让我一直的喜乐。
I guarantee you, you just pray read for 1 or 2 minutes.
我可以叫你保证。导读一两分钟
，immediately you got uplifted.
你很快你就会被重新被兴起。
Because we do have a mingled spirit.
因为我们有一个调和的灵。
Even we got distracted.
即使我们被打岔了
，we can immediately return to it.
我们也能很快的回到它里面。
Amen. So this is you may say the big picture of the reality of the temple of God.
也许这我可以说这是一个关于神的圣殿的一个大的图画。
So in John, it says, you know, we know that in Bible, it said the Lord came, and then he said, I will build my church.
我们知道在这个主来到地上，他说我要建造我的召会。
Of course, he already mentioned that you destroy this temple, I will build up in 3 days.
当然他在约翰二章他说你们拆毁这殿，我三日内把它建起来。
And then the building, that one is the resurrection, and then that's the beginning.
我们知道这是讲到他的复活也是一开始。
And then after he death resurrection, he became the life giving spirit.
我们知道他死而复活以后，他成了赐生命的灵。
And then you may say objectively it's there.
我们可以说在客观一面，他已经在那儿了。
And so without the time, as in Revelation, everything is in the past tense.
就像在启示录里面所有的时间的这个因素，这些词句都是过去式。
And in terms of our subjective experience,
但是对于我们主观的经历来说
，and then it takes time for us individually to get in.
确实需要我们每一个人花时间，循渐渐的进入。
And so the Lord today is building this temple, His eternal dwelling through us.
我们知道我们的主今天正在借着我们建造他永远的居所。
So in His resurrection, and He brought many people into the church life.
借着他的复活，他把许许多多的人带到他的召会里面。
And then John progresses and says, "Well, in this one, He wants to bring us into Him."
我们知道在这一位里面，他要把我们带到他里面。
And then in John he says, "Well, the eternal Father sent me."
在约翰福音他讲到说，永远的父 如何差遣我
And I live because of the Father.
我又因父活着
And in the same way.
同样的
He that eats me.
他那吃我的人
Shall live because of me.
也要因我活着
Of course, eating.
当然吃
Is the most intimate way to get something into you to constitute you.
当然这个吃是我们把不属于 把我们外面的东西能够完完全全很亲密的接受到我们里面并且构成我们这个人的一个过程
We are what we eat
我们就是我们所吃的东西
I would say the baby was born about usually 6 to 10 pounds
也许一个小孩子刚生下来的时候6磅到10磅
And grow up to some grow up to a couple hundred pounds
有些人长长就长200磅
Where all this poundage came
那些所有的那些磅数是从哪来的呢
All because what you eat
都是因为你的吃
Whatever you eat become your growth
你吃什么就长成什么
Your constitution
就是成为你的构成
So today in order to be constituted to Christ We have to eat Christ
今天为了让基督构成在我们里面我们需要吃基督
And we eat him We become constituted by him With him
借着我们吃他我们就和他一同被构成
And we also express him
我们也能够彰显他
Well, anyway, in biology, there's something very interesting. I don't want to get into it. Sometimes because you eat certain things, you became a certain behavior, actually.
在这个生物学上，我不想讲很多，因为在生在这个吃上面，有时候你因着吃某些东西，你的连你的行为都会带出那个东西来。
So, you know, today, this morning, my burden is really on the building of the temple.
今天早上我的负担是真正想集中在圣殿的建造上
And so that we can live a temple church life
这样我们可以过一个圣殿的召会生活
So in John also says You have to abide in me and I abide in you
在约翰福音讲到说你们住在我里面我也住在你们里面
This is kind of organic union
这是一个有生机的这个合并
And then
生机的调和
If we abide in him and he abides in us, and his word is in us.
我们住在他里面，他的话就住在我们里面。
And if his word in us,
当他的话住在我们里面
that's a spirit,
他的话是灵
and that supply us.
这个灵就会供应我们。
And they say, this one will bear much fruit.
他说这个住在他里面的就会结果子。
So by this kind of mutual abiding,
就借着这个互为居所
Remaining in him
能够住在他里面
And then
停留在他里面
Then this vine tree will grow
这个葡萄树就会长扩展
And the result is the bearing much fruit And the fruit will remain
结果就是结许多的果子并且使果子长存
And this is an enlargement of the divine vine tree
这是这个神圣的生命树的一个扩大
So this is in life side, we may say, the building up the God's dwelling place.
这可以说从生命的角度来看，这是建造神的居所。
He is the true vine.
他是真葡萄树。
We are the branches.
我们是枝子。
We are his expression.
我们是他的彰显。
We are his spreading.
我们是他的扩展。
We are his enlargement.
我们是他的长大。
And we are his testimony.
我们是他的见证。
This is how...The vine tree, divine vine tree, the tree of life, you may say, is growing and spreading throughout the earth.
这就是这个神圣的生命树在今天在地上的延续和扩展。
And then I will just go very quickly.
我下面要快快的讲。
And then, in this, how do you accomplish this?
我们就看到这个幅图画，如何来，我们要来看如何来实现这幅图画。
And in John, we fast forward to chapter 21.
我们在约翰福音一下子来到21章。
And after all this mysterious speaking,
经过这所有那些奥秘的说话。
It seems by chapter 20, everything should be done.
似乎是到了20章，一切都应该结束了。
He came and he breathed into them.
他来了，将向他们吹入一口气。
And so forth, all of a sudden, chapter 21 came.
但是呢，结果呢，二十一章又来了。
It seems like in order to accomplish all these things, he want to charge his disciples.
似乎是为了完成前面所讲的，他需要吩咐门徒们。
He told Peter.
他告诉彼得。
You have to feed my lamb.
你需要喂养我的小羊。
Shepherd my sheep.
你需要牧养我的羊。
And feed my sheep.
你需要喂养我的羊。
And this is the way. This is the way for the body.To be built up.
这是 建造身体的路。
And this is a universal shepherding.
这是宇宙性的牧羊。
Now this shepherding, many times many of us have to understand that shepherding, we're talking about shepherding the saints.
很多时候我们一讲到牧羊就认为我们在牧羊，我们需要牧羊圣徒。
But certainly that included.
当然这个牧羊包括这一面。
Because when he said, feed my lamb, shepherd my sheep, and so forth.
他当然讲到说你喂养我的小羊牧养我的羊的时候
Actually all people are God's sheep
事实上所有的人都是神的羊
Because the Lord says I came I'm a good shepherd
主耶稣说我来了我是一个好牧人
And give my life to the sheep
我好牧人喂羊舍命
And then of course in Luke 15 it says the son a shepherdput aside the 99 went to get the one sheep that was lost
当然在路加十五章讲到一个牧人把九十九只羊放在旷野去找那一只迷失的羊
and many times we preach the gospel isn't that you? 莫非就是你
很多时候我们有一首传福音的时候有一首诗歌讲到就一百只羊内少一只莫非就是你
yeah so that means why we preach the gospel
这就是我们牧羊就是需要传福音的一面
And just like the Lord came, He wanted to collect back all those sheep who gone astray, as spoken in Isaiah.
就像主耶稣来，就像以赛亚书所讲的一样，他来是要把以色列中迷失的羊找回来。
We all like sheep.
我们都像羊一样。
Everyone goes his own way.
每个人都偏行己路。
But the good shepherd came.
但是当好牧人来的时候
，to seek us out.
他把我们找出来。
Going through the mountains, crannies everywhere.
他翻山越岭
Until he finds him.
一直到他找到我们
And put on the shoulder to bring him back.
把我们扛在他的肩上带回来
So the shepherding certainly including at the very beginning, including sharing the gospel to save the sinners.
所以牧羊一开始包括传扬福音
once,
带罪人得救
And once they got home, then we can nourish them, cherish them.
一旦把他们带回到父家，我们就可以牧养他们，牧养他们，顾惜他们。
Of course, even in preaching the gospel, sharing to the sinners.
甚至于在传福音的时候，向罪人讲说主耶稣的时候
，When the Lord came,
当主来的时候
，He already began to cherish them.
他已经开始顾惜他们
，and meet their need.
满足他们的需要。
And he has compassion with all the crowd.
他对所有的那些人群，他是。满了连续
When they are hungry, he fed them.
他们饿了，他喂养他们
And all these things.
他供应他们一切
So we need to have the heart of the Lord.
我们需要有我们主的心肠
By being one with him.
这样我们借着与我们的主是一而有他的心肠
Remain in the divine and mystical realm.
一直驻留在那个神圣奥秘的范围里面。
And then in this way, he is our exhaustless supply.
如果我们这样行的话，他会成为我们源源不断的供应。
The building of the God's house is a labor.
你知道建造神的家是需要劳苦的。
You have to cut the stone.
你需要切割石头。
Like in Haggai, it says you have to go to the mountain to get the wood.
像哈该书讲到说，你们要上山取木料。
Well, you go to the mountain, it's a labor. You have to get up there.
你要上山取木料，你要知道那是一种劳苦。
You have to cut the wood.
你需要砍树。
The cedar wood is big.
那些香柏木是相当大的。
Well, you have to drag the wood, many distance, and then to the side.
需要把木头从山上拉下来。
Well, you have to prepare.
走很远。还要把那木头好好修理
yeah, and so forth. Plant it, it's a long labor.
这是相当劳苦的。
And then in all this labor,
在所有这些劳苦里面
，and for us not to be discouraged.
我们在这过程里面千万不要灰心丧志。
And how can we be that way?
那如何达到这个不灰心丧志呢
？Remain in the divine mystical realm.
我们需要驻留在神圣奥秘的范围。
Then you'll be joyful.
这样我们就会一直喜乐。
You'll be energetic.
我们一直会有能力。
Because he is the energizing God in us.
因为他就是我们奋力活动的神。
One verse, Paul said, always encourage me.
保罗在圣经里面一句话经常鼓励我。
He said, I'm who I am because.
他说我今天这个人
because the grace of God.
是因为神的恩。
Yet I labor more abundantly than all the others.
甚至我比其他所有的人更劳苦。
Yet not I.
但是不是我。
But the grace that's in me.
是神的恩在我里面。
So Paul is a laboring priest.
保罗是一个这个竭力奋斗的祭司。
He struggled.
他在那地方奋斗。
He labored.
他在劳苦。
He really endeavored.
他真的是竭力向前。
He's really put everything behind and then reaching forward, stretching forward to get something.
他真的是一直忘记背后，努力面前要达到。
But he was not doing this by his own strength.
但是他不是靠着自己天然的能力来做这些事情。
But he said by the grace that's in me.
但是他接着说在借着在我里面的恩典
That is the enjoyment of Christ
就是对基督的享受
In other words, he's a person living in the divine mystical realm
就是说他是一个活在神圣奥秘范围里的人
Always have connected to the mingled spirit
一直连于调和的灵
So you always got a supply
一直有供应
Enjoy the treasure within him
一直享受在他里面的宝贝
So he can continue
这样他才能才能持续下去。
For 20 some years later, he can still testify before King Agrippa.
二十几年以后，他还可以在亚基帕王面前。
After all this,
他说所有这一切以后
，I did not disobey the heavenly vision.
我没有违背从天上来的异象。
That because he saw something.
这是因为他看到了什么一些东西。
Well, I don't have time to get into what he saw in his conversion.
我没办法进到他得救的时候他所看见的
But he really saw that that heavenly voice that resurrected Christ was today one with his people on the earth
他但是确实看到了那位死而复活升天的耶稣今天他与他在地上的子民是一
And then he realized this
他意识到
He saw this And that's why he's the one who ministered so muchAbout the body of Christ.
他看见了，他意识到，他也看见了。这就是为什么他在他的时代能够向神的子民能够供应那么多的基督。
So today we are talking about building up the temple of God.
今天我们在讲到建造神的圣殿。
We need to be prepared.
我们需要预备好。
Two aspects, we need to grow in life ourselves.
一面来说，我们需要在生命上长大。
And also, we need to labor to produce more material for God's building.
另外一面，我们需要劳苦，以产生更多的建造材料。
That is, we need to preach the gospel.
这就是我们需要传扬福音。
That is, go to the mountain.
我们需要上山取木。
To get the material.
上山取木料。
And make this material transformed, renewed.And so forth for God, fit for the God's building.
能够让这些材料经过变化，经过更新，
and even,
适合建造。
And in doing all this,
借着所有这些劳苦，
we have to live him.
我们还需要活他。
And we live one with him.
我们需要与他是一的来活。
We can easily open up our homes.
我们就很容易把我们的家打开。
We have the burden to get the sinners.
我们就有负担把罪人请进来。
To get the new ones.
把新人请进来。
And these are two aspects I shared in the last couple meetings.
这两面我过去我昨天都分享过了。
That is in the Bible's example, the pattern at the beginning of the church life.
在圣经里面召会生活开始的榜样。
Is that?All the saints are open the home from house to house.
所有的圣徒都打开家，就是挨家挨户的召会生活。
No one is left out.
没有人这个不打开家的。
And we got a commission.
我们已经从主领受了一个使命。
To go.
要去。
To preach this gospel of kingdom.
传扬这国度的福音。
Unto all inhabited the earth.
要直到传遍地极。
Actually, today all the inhabited the earth all came to New York.
今年所有的地极的人。都来到纽约。
You just go to the neighbor. You don't need to go to the utmost part of the earth. The utmost part of the earth all came to New York.
你不需要到地极去传福音，你的地极的人都来到了纽约，可能就是你的邻居。
You just go out from the street. Everyone is there.
你到街上去，你发现遍地都是人。
So the content, of course, is apostles' teaching and the fellowship.
我们知道这个内容当然是使徒的教训和交通。
That is God's economy.
就是神的经纶。
That is dispense the triune God into them.
就是要把三一神分赐到他们里面。
And another characteristic in that one verse is they continue steadfastly.
另外一个特点在那处经节里面说他们坚定持续。
So we have to, this is our living.
这是我们的生活。
It cannot be changed.
你不能把它不能改变这个。
So we always have to open our home.
我们需要一直打开我们的家。
We always preach the gospel.
一直传福音。
In season or out of season.
无论得时不得时。
And do this steadfastly.
就是要坚定持续。
Consistently.
要一直的做。
To persist in this matter.
能够是竭力的做。
And then we will know our labor will not be in vain.
你早晚会知道你的劳苦绝对不是徒然。
You know, recently I just heard of Brother Qin, right?
Yeah.
And the Su, they labored 20 years something.
最近我听到一对夫妇的见证，就秦弟兄、秦姊妹，他们劳苦了二十来年。
And first 9 years I heard almost nothing.
他们说头九年几乎没有什么长存的果子。
But they continue steadfast.
但是他们却坚定持续。
And then these last 10 years or so, you know, hundreds got saved.
过去的十年，上百的人、成百的人得救。
I would say without the first 9 years, you don't have the later 10 years.
但是我要告诉你，你没有头九年的坚定持续的劳苦，不会有过去十年的结果。
Many times we think, I wish I can cut out the first 9 years, only have the last 10 years.
有很多时候你会想着说，如果我没有头九年那个时间的浪费，我就只要这十年的结果。
There's no such thing.
不会有这种事的。
You know, I also give a testimony. I planted a tree, a fruit tree.
我也昨天给个见证，我种了一棵果树。
And the first 7 to 9 years, doesn't give me anything.
头七年到九年什么都不长。
Yeah, but the tree was growing.
但是那个树在长。
It didn't give me anything fruit to eat.
没有一点给我水果都没让我尝到。
But without the first 7 or 9 years, I don't have the later years.
但是如果没有头七年到九年的那个树的长，就不可能有今天我能吃到它的水果。
So we have to do this in a consistent, persistent, steadfast way.
我们今天需要这个要坚定持续，能够竭力的。走下去。
This is a matter of life.
这是实际上这是一个生命的事情。
Life takes time.
生命需要时间长大。
In the normal growth, that's the best.
在正常的生长过程里面，这是最好的。
You know, just something that as you know, many times today we have a lot of farm raised something.
今天我们很多时候都长到说这是今天这个农场长出来的东西。
This farm raised salmon can grow much faster.
有时候说这是人工养殖的，对不起，人工养殖的这个三文鱼长得很快。
But most people prefer wild caught.
但是呢，大部分人却是喜欢野生的那个鱼。
It tastes much better.
因为吃起来要。好吃的多。
Most likely healthier.
很可能也更这个更健康。
You know, we American in here, we want everything instant, fast.
我们在美国，我们这些美国人呢，什么都盼望着即刻，就是快速。
And I would say that produces a lot of side effect.
但是我告诉你，这个有很多的这个副作用。
But anyway, saints, we follow the way of life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要根据生命的规律。
Continue steadfastly.
能够坚定持续。
You sow the seed.
你把种子撒下去。
Patiently.
要忍耐着等待。
You will reap the result.
你会一定有收成。
The Lord says very clearly.
我们的主很清楚地告诉我们。
We sow according to the Spirit.
你要照着那灵撒种，
you will reap life.
你会从那灵收生命，
so、
得着生命。
Every day we live in that mingled spirit.
我们每天活在调和的灵里。
Sow the seed in spirit.
能够在灵里撒种。
In due time, our labor, the Lord says, will not be in vain.
到了时候，主告诉我们说，我们绝不会徒然劳苦。
This is the Lord's promise.
这是我们主的应许。
And also, when you sow the seed.
当你撒种的时候
，The Lord says sow it sparingly.
当然，主说要不要吝惜种子。
You know, many times we labor on somebody, and then eventually, you know, he ate probably, you know, half a year your love feast.
有时候我们劳苦的时候，有些人呢，也许吃了我们半年的爱宴。
You give a transportation to there, probably 10,000 miles already.
你给他们开车买东买西。带着他们到这儿到那儿，已经开了2000英里了。
And eventually, this person seems to just use you.
到最后，你发现这个人在利用你。
How do you feel?
你会什么感觉呢
Did you feel it's wasted?
你会不会感觉到浪费了呢？
Well, I tell you, even the Lord did that the same way.
你要知道，我们的主也是这样经过的。
He fed 5,000.
他喂饱了5,000人。
The Lord said, "Where are they?"
主耶稣说，那些人在哪儿呢？
You only see them for food. That's perishable.
他们只是寻找那必坏的食物。
But you should seek the food that's eternal.
他说，你们要为那存到永远的食物劳力。
Don't you think the Lord knows that?
你不觉得主知道这些事吗？
He's omniscient, right?
他是一个无所不知的。
The Lord still fed them anyway.
但是主还是给他们吃。
Even in the gospel, the kingdom, the parable, the Lord says, "Behold, a sower went out to sow."
Yeah, 在这个国度福音的比喻里面，国度的比喻里面，他说呢，撒种的出去撒种。
He said the sowing the seed, the Lord came to sow in the seed.
他说呢，主来呢是撒种的。
And of course, the seed is the word of God.
当然，那个种子是神的话。
Well, but only at the most, well, only about a quarter, you know, sowed into the good soil.
你现在知道，只有四分之一的种子是撒在好土里。
The other 75% just wasted.
另外75%的种子都浪费了。
So should you sow the seed anyway?
但是你如果知道这样的话，你还撒不撒种？
You say, well, we only want to sow into the good soil.
你老是想着说，我们这种子应该撒在好土里。
But how do you know which one is good soil?
但是你怎么知道谁的哪块土是好土？
You never know.
你不知道的。
So we just sow sparingly.
那怎么办呢？就是。大方的撒种。
If it's up to the Lord to decide,
这是其他的结果是由主来决定的。
Even on the good soil, you got a 30%, 60%, 100%.
但是你只要落在好土里面，你就可以30倍、60倍，
100倍。And I said, well, I only want those 100-fold.
你如果说我只要长100倍的土壤。
How do you know?
你怎么知道？
We don't know.
我不知道。
The Lord only charges us to sow the seed.
主只是告诉我们说去撒种。
And then you sow sparingly.
你要不吝啬的撒种。
The Lord will give you the seed.
主会把种子给你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we need to spend.
我们需要花费。
Yeah, be spent.
也被花费。
Don't be stingy in this matter.
在这上面呢，千万不要太吝啬。
Yeah, don't count or boy, you know, how many meals I provided and so forth, so on, you know, how much money I spent.
不要老去想说我已经请了多少次爱宴了，我花了多少钱了。
The Lord will more than repay you.
主啊，会加倍的补偿你的。
Well, but don't do this in a, you know, accountant way.
千万不要像一个这个会计师一样在那数。数豆子哈 ，bean counters.
He said, "Well, I already spent so much. Lord, where was your return? Where was my return?"
你不要说主啊，我已经花了这么多时间财力，那个赚头在哪呢
？Well, many times, saints, the Lord repay you may not be in the monetary sense.
你要知道，有时候主他对我们的回报。往往都不是在财和物方面回报我们的。
But sometimes the Lord gave you is no matter how much money you cannot even get it.
主所给你的是钱财买不来的。
The joy you have.
光你有的那个喜乐。
The sense of satisfaction.
圣徒们的得安慰和满足。
The love with the Lord.
那主的爱。
Is more than anything can compensate.
是。无法从任何财务的角度来比较得了的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So my conclusion is, saints.
我的结论就是，弟兄姊妹们。
We have been transferred into a divine mystical realm.
我们已经被迁移到一个神圣奥秘的范围了。
Today we live in Christ.
今天我们是活在基督里。
And we are mingled with Him.
我们已经与他完全调和。
Last night we talked about this target.
昨天晚上我们交通到这个标的。
God has an economy that's a big picture.
我们知道主有一个经纶是个大的图画。
The eventual outcome is the New Jerusalem Christ's body.
当然，永远的终极的结果就是新耶路撒冷基督的身体。
Today we focus in living in the mingled spirit.
今天我们要集中精力。盯住活在调和的灵里。
This mingled spirit is just not my spirit with the Lord's spirit.
今天这个调和的灵不光是我的灵和主的灵调和。
This is that aspect.
当然有这一面。
But this mingled spirit is a real, a big mingled spirit.
这一个调和的灵，今天实际上是一个大的调和的灵。
That is all our spirit got mingled together with the Lord. That's the big mingled spirit.
所以这个大的调和的灵是包括我们所有的人，弟兄姊妹的灵，调和在主的灵里面。
Just like in this morning, we have this bread.
就像今天早上的一个饼一样
We are all grains of wheat
我们都是许多的麦粒
But we all mingle together as one loaf
但是我们今天觉得被调和成为一饼
We all mingle together
我们都已经被调和在一起
Yeah, so that we can enjoy one another's portion
这样我们可以彼此享受
So in here, not only we preach the gospel
在这地方不光我们传扬福音
We preach the gospel in the body
我们乃是要传扬身体的 在身体里传扬福音
With our companion
和我们的同伴们
in the fellowship
在交通里
and then we'll in that oneness one accord
在一里面并且在同心合意里
we'll enjoy all the Lord's blessing
我们能够享受主所有的祝福
like that song say the hymn we last sang
就像我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌
surely goodness and mercy will shall be with our daily life
必有恩惠慈爱一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我
and today we're already livingIn the house of God.
今天我们已经住在神的家里。
As we are living in it.
今天当我们住在这个家里的时候。
And we are also building it.
我们是边住边建造。
Our building it is by our own growth in life.
我们的建造是借着我们在生命里长大。
要 increase the quality of life, I mean divine life in us.
借着让神圣生命在我们里面这个直上的增加
And our natural life is diminishing
我们天然的生命在减少
We must decrease
我们必须减少
He must increase
他必加增
Not only in quality
不仅是在量上
But also in quantity
也是不仅在直上也是在量上
So we need to grow
我们需要长大
We also need to preach gospel to bring more new ones in
我们需要借着传福音把人带进来
And this is what the brother shared about the four-dimensional church life
这也是两周前弟兄教通四维的召会生活
And we need to be consistently persist this in time
我们需要坚定持续竭力的往前
We practice the God-ordained way
来实际的实行神命定之路
Begetting
来生
Nourishing
养
Perfecting
教
Building up
建
And not only we ourselves do it
不光我们自己做
We bring others together, we do it together
我们也带着其他弟兄姊妹一同来做
And daily we need to be filled in the spirit
我们要天天被纳灵充被灵充满
Constituted in the word
能够被主的话构成
Because that's the content
这是因为这是内容
Without that it's empty
如果没有这个话做内容我们是空的
Amen
Amen
And following maybe I can ask my wife give some testimony
也许留下时间，我给我姊妹，给她姊妹做点见证。
They're asking, you know, how do we,
wife,
how do we do this consistently, persist?
她想让她的姊妹做见证，如何坚定持续的来做
？We're all very, very busy person.
我们都是很忙的人。
How do you find more than 24 hours in a day?
你怎么样一天能找到？比二十四小时还多的时间，找二十五个小时，你来
三十个小时，
三十个小时
，OK。好的，
感谢主
，Thank the Lord。
让我在弟兄姊妹面前做见证。
I'll give some testimony before the brothers and sisters。
因为我是身体上的肢体。
Because I'm a member of the body。
主在我身上所做的。
What the Lord did in me
我所经历的
What my experience
不能只是为我自己
It's not for myself
是为着身体
It's for the body
让我们的基督的身体
And so that the body of Christ
每一个肢体
Every member
都能尽功用
Can function
所以呢不但是正面 我失败也在这边毫不保留
And I will also share my failures without any reservation
因为我们都是在做中学
We are all learning by practicing
我首先就说
在做中学
做中学
It's not doing the middle school
做中学
That's why we hesitated a bit. Yeah, go ahead.
所以，我先讲，我38岁的时候，我就想要去念书。
When I was 38 years old, I wanted to go back to school.
那个原因，还有那就是另外一个故事了，现在不讲。
That's another story. I postponed it.
但是我就是很想学。
I really want to learn.
那我去那读书，我一开始想，我又有工作。
When I was thinking, well, I have a job.
我有五个小孩。
I have 5 children.
我有非常忙的教会生活。
I have a very busy church life.
所以我就从part time 读起。
So I started as a part time student.
这样四年也可以念完。
And in that way, maybe I can finish in 4 years.
这是一个 MBA 的。
That's an MBA program.
第一个学期下来。
After the first quarter.
我一门课拿了 C。
One course I got a C.
研究生是不可以拿 C 的。
And the graduate student cannot have a C.
我看到那个成绩单，我就痛哭一场。
I saw the transcript. I was crying.
我是不但是呼求主名，我是哭求主名。
It's not just calling on the Lord, it's crying to the Lord.
对，怎么会这样呢？好丢脸啊！
How can this be? It's really losing. It's a shameful.
那个老师是我弟兄的好朋友，给他丢脸。
That professor is my friend. It's really lose my face before me.
但是真的是主就一直祷告在主面前哭了好一阵。
And I really prayed before the Lord and cried many times.
怎么会这样？
How can this be?
哦、oh, ，慢慢主就光照我。
And the Lord shined the light.
你没有好好的把时间安排好。
You did not arrange your time well.
等到有事情临时发生的时候。
And when things occur unexpectedly.
你就没办法了。
And you don't have a way out.
例如说
as an example,
我家里是一共是七个人。
We have 4 persons in my home.
七个
family, seven.
六个人轮流感冒。
And the 6 of them take turn to have a cold.
送他们去医院。
And take them to the hospital.
烧鸡汤。
And cook the chicken broth.
我不但课没上，习题也没做。
Not only I did not go to the classes, I did not do the homework either.
但我总想，哎，我期中考考得非常好。
And I was thinking, well, my midterm, I did very well.
可以平均下来。
Maybe can average that.
一定可以过。
Maybe I can still pass.
结果是这么惨。
And the result is really bad.
我需要有一个好的计划。
I need to have a good plan.
看看我还能不能够念。
To see whether I can continue.To study or not.
如果成功的可能性有多大
？And how much the chance it can be successful?
所以我就把我的时间，星期一到星期天晚上。
So I take the schedule from Monday to the Lord's Day evening.
早上六点到晚上十二点。
From 6 o'clock in the morning to 12 midnight.
需要聚会都写进去。
And all the meeting times penciling in.
上班的时间画进去。
And also the time I need to go to work.
还有接送小孩
，and also transportation for kids，
还有烧饭
，and cooking time，
都放进去
，and all right in there，
然后再想想
，and then you
有什么事情可以合在一起做的
，and see and consider which are the things can be combined。
哦，我一个星期只要做一次饭就好了
，only need to cook one time once a week。
然后把它包一包，这样子预备一下，一周都可以吃。
I can prepare it and package it. I can eat for a whole week.
还有的事情也许不是我一个人做。
And some of the things are not I do it by myself.
让我的弟兄做，譬如说他可以下午的时候可以接小孩。
And I can do it. I can pick up kids in the afternoon.
大的孩子可以帮忙我烧米饭。
And the older ones can help in cooking the rice.
好，这样子把时间再安排一下。
And then arrange the time in this way.
然后要看我能够修几门课。
And see how many courses I can take.
一个学分要上课一小时的，要复习要两三小时。
Each unit, 1 hour of the class, take about 3 hours to study.
这些都算进去。
And all scheduled in.
除一下。
And then after all the calculations.
发现我不但可以上两门课。
I discover I can.Take more than 2 courses.
结果我就选了三门课。
So I took 3 courses.
结果我就照着这个。
And then I do it according to the schedule.
不让就是每天上课前就要准备，上课后立刻看。
And before the class I prepared, after the class I immediately review.
我好像在跟你讲大家怎么读书啊。
It seems like I'm telling you how to study.
这是一个很有效率的安排时间的，真的是这样。
And this is a very efficient way to arrange the time.
结果我第二学期，包括那个老师的那个下一部分的课。
And the next quarter, and then including the previous, the second part of the same class of the professor, I got a straight A.
所以我就信心大增。
So my faith was quite increased.
然后以后就是两门课，三门课，四门课，五门课。
And then I started from three courses, then the four courses, then five courses.
在四十岁以前就念完了。
And I finished my MBA before my 40 years old birthday.
我在这里分享的就是说，我们时间如果好好的利用的话。
My sharing is that if we arrange our time in an efficient way, in a good way,
我们会很有效率。
We can be very efficient.
当然，这个有效率也是为了教会生活的。
And this kind of efficiency is for the sake of the church life.
明白。所以呢，当我们家打开
，So when we open the home,
我是心里有准备的。
So I was very well prepared.
而且我们不是一开始就这么多人。
We did not start out with a large number at the beginning.
对，是慢慢慢慢这个一天天一点点的增加的度量。
And the number of people meeting at home was gradually increasing.
我就想到当初如果我弟兄跟我说
，If in the beginning, I told her,
我们啊，结婚以后要生五个小孩。
If I have told her after get married we have to have five kids,
我们还要家打开
，We have to open the home.
周周家打开，
Every week,
你还要出去工作
？You have to go out to work.
我想，那我太难了。
And I said, well, it'd be too hard for me.
但是呢，事实上就是我们每天每天的这一点点一点点的被扩大。
Just a daily and little by little, we have been enlarged.
我们就好像活得很有效率。
And we are living very efficiently.
Yeah. 所以现在就讲到家打开。
And now we talk about open up the homes.
那我特别的细节今天要讲的是怎么在运用我们有限的资源包括时间
And how do we use our limited resources including the time
对、首先那个就是我们就是要求动作快啊，不要度方步
First of all we have to do things fastDon't just pace.
对，所以这个操练是可以有点帮助。
This kind of exercise is helpful.
但是最多就快一倍吧。
But the, at the most, you can double the speed.
你要再快，你就会出那个 accident 意外。
If you are going faster than that, you might accident prone.
所以呢，就要想想。你这一段时间，你同时可以做什么事
？So you have to think about in the same period of time how many things you can do this simultaneously.
这个就是 parallel processing.
这就是啊，同时进行。
那个电脑，那个电脑，我们在我那个时候就是就同时就可以做这个。你在做这件事，把这个都放在后面，就是同时进行。
And in those days, you know, the computer, many multitasking, a certain job running in the background, in the foreground, you can do other things.
对。然后呢，最重要的事情要先做。
The most important things you have to do the first.
这个就是也是，就是叫 critical path.
这个就是有关键性的这个过程。
有的时候我以前做爱宴，
and,
做得很热烈，一大堆菜。
And when I in the past when I prepared the love feast and then very enthusiastically did many dishes.
电锅忘了按。
I did not I forgot to turn on the rice cooker.
那是最花时间的。
Because cooking rice takes the longest time.
所以那个要先做。
So that you have to start first.
然后呢，就是有的东西你有就在美国的厨房里。
And many things in the American style kitchen.
我们要善于利用。
We have to make the best use of it.
很多中国人。
Many Chinese family.
到搬走的时候，那个 oven 都没有用过。
After they lived there many years, after they move out, they never touched the oven.
其实我们可以炉台上做一个东西。
We can do something in the countertop.
炉台里头也可以烤一个 一个两个。
And in the oven, you can also bake.
微波炉还可以弄一个。
And also the microwave, you can do something.
慢炖锅也可以炖着。
And the slow cooker.
早上上班以前就放进去的。
And in the morning, before you go to the work, you can prepare the slow cooker.
还有一些 Costco 买来的东西
and some things you can get from the Costco
改装一下
and repackaging it
就看起来就很多了
and you look at it's actually fairly abundant
我自己的操练
my exercise
真是一个小时做四道菜二十个人吃就加汤又加饭加底是不难的
in my experience in 1 hour you have four dishes one soup and the dessert and so forth it's not hard
真的不难。
All in 1 hour.
今天早上还是昨天听到于贵学弟兄说。
Either this morning or yesterday, heard a brother Peter Yu say.
弟兄说破嘴。弟兄说破嘴。
弟兄
一
动
动
嘴。动动嘴 ，OK.
Yeah, the brothers just move their lips.
姊妹跑断腿。
And the sisters running exhausted their legs.
我跟弟兄跟姊妹们说没这回事的。
I tell you, sisters, there's no such thing.
我们在这个享受，在这样，只要把时间安排好。
If we just arrange the time well.
到工具用好。
And use the proper type of tools.
同时进行。
And do things simultaneously.
你这个一个小时做一样的东西就变成四样了。
In the 1 hour, you can do. Initially, you can do one thing. Now, you can do four things.
这个在操当然是需要一点点的操练。
This take a little bit of exercise.
这而且我们在做的中间。
And in the process of doing this.
不断的有这个新的这个 idea.
And as you are doing it, many times you have new idea came to you.
非常有趣的。
It's very interesting.
非常喜乐的
and very enjoyable
然后那个福音朋友来
and when the gospel friend came
你把他拉过来
you brought them over
你看怎么
you show them how this is doing
大家都是很喜乐的 跟你做好朋友
and they really appreciate it and they're joyful and want to be your good friend
对也可以就是把他们带进成为弟兄姊妹的
and many of them brought into the brothers and sisters
真的是这样
Let's read the case.
感谢主。
Amen.
我在这边不是讲一个方法。
And here I'm not sharing a method.
我讲的是一个原则。
But I'm sharing a principle.
就是我们如果要多的做得快做得多。
Yeah, you want to do it fast and greater amount.
就是要同时进行。
That is, we have to do things simultaneously.
而且我们也。这个在这个喜乐的中间
，and in the spirit of joy，
弟兄姊妹都很愿意参与的
，and all the saints are very willing to participate。
这样子大家吃的非常喜乐
，and when you enjoy the meal， everybody was joyful。
气氛就非常好
，the atmosphere is great。
吃饱了就唱歌
，and after we ate we sing song，
分享
，and sharing。
那受不受浸只是时间的事了。
And whether baptized is just a matter of time.
不，当然这是就是当时都是在于主的。
And of course that's by the Lord's doing.
Amen. 感谢主。
Amen. Amen. I add a few things because some things that she might be a bit modest to say. Oh, here.
Sorry. Add a few more things. 加几句话。
Let me put it this way. All of us is passing through a learning process.
我们每一个人都要经过一个学习的过程。
Many times, you know, after some years, you look at some brother and sister.
经过一些年以后，你再回头看一些弟兄姊妹的话。
Wow, she or he can do such so much things and so forth.
你会看到，哦哟，他们今天能做很多事情，好进功用。
Boy, I never can do that.
你会说，哎哟，我恐怕永远也不可能达到这个水平。
But I can assure you, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹，我要在主里面非常要向你保证。
We all started from ground zero.
我们都是从这个入门阶段开始的。
And we gradually learning and gradually being perfected.
我们就会渐渐的学习，并且一点一点的被成全。
You know, the key is that you have to have a burden.
但是关键是什么呢？就是你需要有负担。
You want to do it.
你里面真的是想这样来做。
You want to be well pleasing to the Lord.
你真的是想讨主的喜悦。
And you have such a willing heart.
你这样的你有一个乐意的心。
And you want to be really make a difference in the Lord.
你真的是盼望在主里面能够过得不一样。
And then you will find a way.
这样的话，你就会一定有路。
You constantly turn to the Lord.
你一直的不断的转向主。
We say the Lord is the way.
啊，因为主说他主就是道路。
And He will give you the way.
他也会把道路指引你。
And many things, you know, is that depends on we really seek these things before the Lord.
很多时候都决定在于你要不要到主面前，到主面前寻求。
My wife just says about this in a broad stroke, you know, how to arrange the time.
啊，她的姊妹刚才讲的好像是用大手笔、很粗略的来讲如何安排时间。
You know, one by one, that's the schedule.
啊，第一就是要讲到你要列日程表。
So there's no idle time.
啊，中间没有任何荒废的时间。
Because schedule is so tight, so therefore there's no downtime.
因为时间安排的那么紧，所以中间没有任何时间让你啊，就不知不觉就溜走的时间。
I tell you a few more things.
我也再交通几个点。
You know, we only have 24 hours a day.
啊，弟兄们，我们只有一天，每个人都只有24小时。
And sometimes we do get tired.
很多时候我们也会都累的。
But we are tripartite being.
你要知道，我们也都是三部分的人呐。
You're physically tired.
也许你身体确实是累了。
Mentally may not.
你的头脑、你的魂、心思可能不累。
Many times what we do is the following.
啊，很多时候这时候我们做什么呢
？If one thing is tired,
往往都是如果一部分累了
，you change another task.
啊，你就改一个工作。
You are fresh.
你这样你就又新鲜。
When we say rest,
啊，很多时候我们想休息一下。
It's not just lying there, do nothing.
很多时候，真正的休息不是躺在那儿 well, 无所事事。
We do need to have some time, you know, sleep.
当然，我们有时候需要一些时间休息、
But、
睡觉。
Most other times,
很多其他的时间
，you constantly vary the task you are doing.
你最好就是经常切换不同的工作。
For example, in the office, you may do a lot of mental work.
也许在办公室里面经常做一些需要用头脑的工作。
When you get home, a lot of physical chores need to do.
回到家呢，确实需要很多用体力的这个家务。
So when you change the task,
当你改换这个工作，这个改换不同的作业的时候
，one part of your being is laboring.
一部分你的身体的一部分在劳苦。
The other part is resting already.
但是其他部分呢，已经在休息了。
You know, this principle is the same with our physical, right?
这个就对我们这个物质的层面来说也是适用的。
If I do a lot of things with my hand, after the hand, my hands are tired.
如果我用我的手来做很多的工作，过一段时间，我的手就会累了。
But my feet was doing nothing.
但是我的脚没有做事情。
So it's well rested.
我的脚一直在休息。
So I changed the task for the foot to do something.
那接下来呢，我就改换用我的脚来做工作。
And my hand was resting.
让我的手休息休息。
So your body, whole body can continuously doing something.
这样你整个身体要可以坚定，就可以一直不断的做事。
No, I'm not joking about this.
我不是在跟你们开玩笑。
This is actually what we practice.
这就是我们所操练的。
You arrange your task.
来把你的工作合适的、合理的安排。
Here, then you change to something else.
正在一会儿做这个，一会儿换成做另外一个工作。
And you are refreshing.
你一直在更新。
And then you don't say, "Oh, I'm exhausted."
你不会说到一个把这件事情做完的时候，我已经累死了。
Very rarely you will be exhausted in all three parts of your being.
就一个人呢，很少你这个灵魂体。都已经累得快死了。
You always one part was not doing anything.
你总是有一部分没有做什么事情，甚至也没做事情。
Then you can arrange to do that.
然后那个时候累的，其他地方累的时候，就可以安排着做这件事情。
You know, I also practice this.
李弟兄也这样做。
We all need to exercise, right?
我们都需要操练。
I don't need to spend the time go to the gym and devote the whole time to do the exercise.
他说他不需要到这个健身房去，把花那么多时间一直健身。
I have plenty of house chores for me to exercise my physical body.
家里家务多得很，都可以用来锻 锻炼身体的。
You know, after the love feast, I will mop the floor.
啊，对，爱宴完了以后需要拖地啊。
I took that as my exercise.
啊，他把他那个当成锻炼。
And when I do it, I really do it.
让他做的时候，他是真做。
That means I push the broom and I don't do this way, this way, this way.
当他拖地的时候，他不是像这个无所谓的那样拖。
I do it fast. And in this way, I did it fast.
他要做的话，做得又快。
And I worked on my cardiovascular system.
然后还让他的心血管系统都得到操练。
And I consciously try to exercise every part of my physical body.
他做这个的时候，他盼望他整个身体每一部分都动起来。
This again, as my wife said, parallel processing, multitasking.
这也是他姊妹所讲的这个同时做几件事情和这个。Multitasking.
Well, I got my exercise and woke up with sweat.
当他这个这样操练完以后，他浑身都出汗了。
I also got the floor clean.
啊，地板也干净了。
My wife was happy.
啊，他姊妹也很高兴。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I'm just give you some examples. You know, I don't hire the gardeners. I mow all the lawn. I cut all the trees.
对他这个给你们例子就是他不雇这个人来帮他剪草，不忙。帮他修树什么的。
And I schedule that so that I can have my exercise.
啊，他这样安排的原因呢，是为了他能得到锻炼。
And sometimes, you know, I have to get my yards done, and then I did the exercise. And sometimes I put on some message to listen.
啊，有时候他在这院子里劳苦的时候，干院子里的活的时候，他就听信息。
So I got I killed three birds in one stone.
哎，他一石三鸟。
I got an exercise done.
啊，他操锻炼了身体。
And I got my yard clean.
啊，院子弄干净了。
I also listened the message.
而且还听了信息。
Isn't that good?
你好不好啊
？Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have to find the different ways.
你要找到不同的办法。
To use your time effectively, efficiently.
啊，把你的时间用得有效，用得好。用得合理，用得有效。
So we learn is a multi-task parallel processing.
我们需要同时做几件事情。
As much as we can.
能够尽力的做，同时做几件事情。
And these depends on our heart.
啊，这个是都是根据我们的心愿。
You know, many times young people told me, they couldn't resist certain things, and then very regrettably and repent before the Lord. They still spend too much time in the internet, play the game, and so forth.
有时候年轻人呢，经常会说的，他们很后悔，在主面前经常悔改，因为他们在没办法控制自己，经常在这个网络上、游戏上花很多时间。
And I just told them, you have too much time in your hand. You're not busy enough.
我就告诉他们说，你时间太多了，你不够忙。
The only way, especially for young people, in order not to waste time, is to have a schedule.
你要知道，年轻人要最好不浪费时间的办法。就是要列日程表。
The consecration in another means is to fill your hand.
实际上奉献的意思，一个意义就是双手被充满。
If you are filled with positive things, the negative things automatically you cannot take it up.
如果你的手被积极的事情充满了，自然的那些消极的东西你拿不起来的。
You know, I have a pretty big yard.
他有一个很大的院子。
And initially, you know, a lot of weed grow.
一开始有好多草，他的院子还是个坡。
So many times I have to weed the yard.
有很多时候他需要把那些杂草，
And this week, you know, it's clean.
除掉。
Two weeks later, you come back again.
啊，有时候他刚刚把杂草除掉了，两周以后又长出来了。
So I figure out to control the weed is not to clean it.
啊，我发现呢，铲除那些杂草啊，不是把它弄干净。
But to plant the grass.
啊，不是为了把它弄掉，而是要种好草。
And then the grass will crowd out the weed.
那些长的，你想让它长的草，会把那些杂草啊给挤死。
So to deal with the negative things directly, time and time again, is not efficient way.
啊，老是想那样把借着一点点事情把那些东西拿掉啊，老想怎么把那个消极的去掉，怎么样，那个不有效，没有效。
But to fill your time with the positive things.
而是把你的时间用来做积极的东西。
And then all these other things got crowded out.
哎，而那些消极的东西都会被挤掉。
This is the principle.
这是原则。
doing everything is that way.
每件事情都是这样的原则。
Concentrate on the positive things.
集中精力在积极的上面。
And then all the negative things and unconsciously, spontaneously, all gonna drop out.
那些消极的、那些不好的东西，就是无意识的、下意识的就不见了。
The other thing is this: if you cannot do it yourself by your own discipline.
另外一面，如果你自己没有这个自律。自己来实行的话
，get the body to help you
啊，借着身体来帮助你
，present yourself to the other saints，
把你自己交给其他圣徒们
，schedule something to do it together
啊，和其他圣徒们呢一块安排，所以一同来做事情。
So if you cannot do it, the other saints will remind you, oh, hey, it's time for us to do this and that。
如果你来不，你有时候记不起来要该做什么事情，其他弟兄姊妹会提醒你说，哎，我们该做什么什么事了。
And again, our life, our living is sanctified。
这样我们的生活就被圣别了。
By the help of the Lord in the body，
就借着主在身体里对我们提供的帮助。
And we all depend on the body, other members.
我们都是肢体，我们都需要靠身体。
Saints, this is not a shame.
弟兄姊妹，靠身体的帮助不是一个可耻的，不是一个羞耻的事情。
This is a God-ordained way.
这是神命定之路。
For us to live as a member of the body，
就是要让我们过一个身体上肢体的生活。
It's realizing I need other members.
这让我们真的清楚我们需要其他的肢体。
This is glorious.
这是非常荣耀的。
Amen.
Amen.
我们有强的祷告，把这个聚会来结束。
阿门。阿门。
Lord Jesus。
阿门。
Lord, thank you for the rich sharing. Oh, we open ourselves to you. May your word have a soul into our heart and bear fruit. And then us respond to you.